Okay, fine. So I'm using the curls.
We're
And the
doing
one I, the only
it.
one I have at home prepared,
Yeah.
I use it to
You don't have
prepare,
to
et
do
cetera.
anything.
Fine. So the right now we came out to a major chiddush yesterday. The struggle over here is that the aniyah, the boat, represents the guf. We had a riot to that also. The Gra says that in the Pirush to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Also, he says this svar that the aniyah is is the guf. Basically, the Gra is mahalach over here, and it stems very gishmak with the Gra in Rabba Bar Bar Chana, is that the yabasha is where you live and where you start and you end. So right? And the yam is the travel point between the two yabashas. So the yabasha represents Olam Haba, Gan Eden. You start there, you end there. The neshama starts there, ends there. The yam represents Olam Hazeh. And the way you travel through the yam is through a boat. So the guf is the aniyah where the neshama travels through the yam. The Rabbi Bar Chana, where he's busy with the galayayam are the trials and tribulations of life. And here what happens is that the yoina is given a mission. The yoina represents the neshama. The neshama is given a mission to bring out the Devar Hashem to the Bria. Lamaisa, he runs after the gold and silver that comes from Tarshish. And now he's been spending his whole life running after that. So the Sa'ara and the Ruach Gedolah and Sa'ar Godol come and try to remove the neshama, neshama, so separate the neshama from the guf. So the Zman Misa comes, in other words, and the guf is scared, and the neshama and is trying to figure out what we did wrong. Eventually, the guf points. We've realized that it's not the guf's problem. It was the neshama's problem. It wasn't all the koichas that the person comes with. All the other people on the boat represent the koichas of the person, different midas of the person. And none of those midas are the ones that are the problem. The whole problem was the neshama. The neshama had the ability to redirect the guf, even though the guf is chumrius. The neshama has the ability to redirect the guf. Most of the neshama does not redirect the guf properly. And the mela, the neshama is not want, is at fault here. So they ask, what can we do to remain alive over here and take away our tzaras? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and he says, it's not our fault. They said, "Vayikru El Hashem, Vayomru Anu Hashem, Anu Noyv Do B'Nefesh Yisrael." Why are we suffering because of the bad neshama? Why does the guf have to have tzar because of the neshama? Al titen alina dom naki. To kill us for no reason is not fair. Ki atah Hashem kasher chavat us. He said, "Okay, you made us chumrius. You made me chumrius, Dick. The fact that I did chumrius, Dick, and stuff is not a taina on me. I'm the guf kasher chavat to asisa. The problem was with the neshama. So why am I suffering?" And by the way, if you want to get philosophical on this, so this does get involved in the whole issue about is there tchias amesim lasag lavoi in Olam Haba, and the Rambam and the Rishonim over there, because the Rambam said that there'll be tchias amesim in Mashiach, but everyone's going to die again, and then everyone will just lose their Olam HaNeshamas. And the Yad Ramah and the Ramban, they all argue on Rambam, and they say Tchias HaMeisim is going to be the Schar HaNitzchi is going to be with Tchias HaMeisim. And one of the tainas that the Ramah says is because the guf also requires schar. The guf also should get schar. Why should only the neshama get schar? So the way the neshama did the mitzvah is with the guf. So the way she gets the schar is with the guf. So the guf is a mandalma over here. So a little bit. What they're saying is, the guf is saying, look, don't punish me. I was just a bystander of the neshama. The neshama could have fixed the problem and it didn't. So, what do we do? So, the answer is that, and here's the chiddush that you see here, is that the guf would rather throw the neshama overboard and remain in this world dead with no neshama, but not feeling pain, than having tzar in this world. So the neshama is like, well, look, I'm not interested in this anymore. I'm not interested in all this tzar. Just end it. I don't want the tzar. The guf doesn't want the tzar. The guf would rather just being left in peace. So the way that that's going to be solved now is they ask Hashem, is there any other Eitzah? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, once the Gzar Din is nigzar, there's no more tshuva. And therefore, it can't be kareh the Gzar Din. And the only Eitzah is, Vayisu es yoyna vayatilu al hayam, vayoyim al hayam mizapoy. So the goat felt no more tsar, and they threw over yoyna. Now, there's a word here. Vayikra Hashem vayim. Ona Hashem. Alma noyim do benefesh yisa zavatita nalan adam noki. Ki ata Hashem. So here it says like this. So the rotten of the goof to shorten its life, it's going to get a din on that. It's going to be punished for that. And he still to here, so Brevda says, that's referring to a quote in the Sefer Chassidim. I don't know how he knew that, but that's referring to a quote in the Sefer Chassidim. And the Sefer Chassidim has a whole thing when it says, so obviously that's the azhara for committing suicide. But the Sefer Chassidim says, it makes Adam bepishoy, so a person is foolish, they start up with the wrong guy, and because of that, the guy kills him. He is held accountable for his own life. So somehow or other, over here, the goof assisted in getting rid of the neshama, because it's Meduric in the pasuk. It says Vayisa'uhu, Vayisu es yona Vayatiluhu el hayam. So the guf proactively took action to end its life, to end its chibur with the neshama. So Mamela, now the guf is afraid that it's going to get a din on that. And the going is saying that's the line here. On the noivda b'nefesh ha'ishazeh v'atita n'leinu dam noki. So he's saying that that's what it's referring to. So Pelag de Kazakh. Aloy, Aideh Ivar Miazul Itias and Hashem. Aloy, him Gormim Lakatras Chaya Adam, Ulchara Sidin Litin as then after Loy also just Elamatuchi Surim. So, why is it called Damnaki? It's called Damnaki because really what was going on this whole thing was the Neshama, not the Guf. So the Neshama started the problem. It's not our fault. So that was the Shakwatari over here between the Guf and the Neshama, that they're saying this, that we threw the Neshama overboard. Don't get us a din on that. Okay. Fine. Now, here he brings like this, very interesting stuff. He brings on the bottom here. I'm going to read it, because the guy makes a reference over the Tanchuma. So he says, again, what's the Guf's Taina? Atashim kasher chafatzta asisa. We're acting the way a Guf is supposed to act. This is not our problem. Don't punish us. So v'zem rum was because, fine. He says, this is included in his whole mahalach here is that the neshama is bechina zachar, and the guf is bechina snekeva, because the guf is the makabel on the neshama. So he says the bracha of the nekeva is shasani kirtzoinu. So right, so shakasher chafatzta means the guf is always doing chafatzta. So he's funny. What am I? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just the makabel here. It's not my problem. That's ishtalsu. So he says, "V'chin darshu b'tanchuma, b'nefesh ki secheta, mashal ma'adar adayme, l'shnei b'nei adam, echer kartani v'echer paltarin, ben paltarin, rosh ha'shnei m'chotu chet echer, pano l'karizim v'chulu." So what's the medrash that Goyim is referring to here? So let's read the whole note. Hanefesh shenasna min hatzedek b'makom she'ein shem le'ovim v'le'chet. V'yichoytes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKosu matmi hanefesh kisechet ha'mishkog. Moshel ma'adar adem, l'shnei b'nei adem, echa kartani, which means a ben kfar. He's not a very refined person. V'echa ben paltering. Shechotu shneim ala melech. Helum le'bima, and he brought them to the, what's the bima? The death, platform. Rosh shneim chotu chetecha. They both did the same thing. Ma'as ha'ponu le'kartarin. He was mevater to the, he was mevater to Ben Kfar. Well, Ben Paltarin, nasan afusin. But the Ben Paltarin, he decided he's going to give him a gzar din. Amli b'nei Paltarin shaloi. Shneim chotu chetecha. Le'kartin ifanisa le'ben Paltarin nasata afusin. Why are you being moichel one and punishing the other? Amli le'kartin ifanisa sheini eino yedeni musei ha'malchus. He doesn't know better. Avo Ben Paltarin b'chol yoy b'yom hu imi. V'yodea iske ha'malchus mayim. He knows everything goes on behind the closed doors. Afkach, so what's the marshal? Haguf hu kartani, because he min adam, ve nefesh ben paltrin, ushneim chotu, lama, she yefshu la guf liyos mele nefesh, she mei nefesh ein guf, ve mei ein guf ein nefesh, lefikach panu la guf, venasam le nefesh hafufsim. That's what he says. Now, so it sounds like from him that the goyim's going on the whole mahalach, the goof is off the hook. So he brings here that whole shmuz I just brought in before. I just see now that whole discussion with what's his name, with if the goof does get tzchar and oinish lasad lovely, not just in the shalom.
It's just like the Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Yeah, the Gemara. Yeah, that's a good finish. Come on. So he says, Rishon Chochma. So Bekitzer, Rishon Chochma, he brings over here, and then that says that it's a machlokes in Chazal if the goof will get punished. Interesting, Nikuda. But regardless, here the goyin is going, the goof has a taina. Fine. Now, vayisu al yoina, they picked up es yoina. Vayatilu al yam, vayam or yam mizaafoy. Shapir shemay manasham shalechas mikol eva veever. The neshama is out of here, and now the sar stops and the goof is in peace. Now, vayiru anoshim yiru gadol es Hashem, vayizbuchu zevach laHashem. But you do in the dark. So Pasha Pshad in the Pasuk, everyone on the boat realized that really Hashgachah Pratis from the Baruch Hu. This wasn't Stam, it was a storm. And it was Goyrim, she's Gairu, says Rashi. Okay. It was like the Goyim in the Nimshal. Then Shamo Hileches, Mikoidem, Vachakach Persian Akoychais, Vaz Koyre Hatarnagol. So the way the Neshama left, so the goof is thinking to itself, now that the neshama is not here, it's going to be relaxing for us. The neshama doesn't realize, the goof doesn't realize that there's a process for the deterioration of the goof too. It's not going to be that simple. Etc. This last thing with this Vachim, I don't know what he means. I don't really understand what he's saying. I'll read it inside. I don't understand exactly what he's saying. Vayizbuch zevach Hashem vayidru nedarim koshakasav shaloi kimin yasa kodesh baruch hu midas basav adam adam mischayv hariga v'chu v'loi oid ela ki'ilu makrav karbon shenemar u'lechol yushulam neder v'zeo vayizbuch hu. A person's chayv misa and he brings a neder. Meaning he brings a Gemara. Look at me, this Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Bas Adam, this Bas Adam, Mischayv Adam, Ariga Lo Malchus, Matil Loi, Chito Lo Seich Pir, Kedesh Loi, Kal Lo Samelach. Meaning this Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mischayv Ariga Lo Malchus, Shoysek, Shenem Lo Chodum Ya Tehillah. Ela She Meshabeach, Shenem Ra Tehillah, Vlo Eil, Shadum Lo Kilo Makim Karun. So I guess what it means is that the Mesiras Nefesh, to give themselves over to the Din, is like a carbon. This that the Guf gives itself over to the Din, it's like a carbon. And that's what he's saying. He's bringing Chazal that Klal Yisrael doesn't, the when a king ends someone's life, they complain. The only way they're not going to complain is they get their last supper, whatever. But the Hakadosh Baruch is not like that. Hakadosh Baruch, well, a person dies and they makabel the din. Hakadosh Baruch is makabel the kiluk of carbon. So saying the yizbuch zevach Hashem vayidun adarm was the kabal of the din of the misa. And the goof is makabel the din, and that's like a carbon to Hakadosh Baruch. But bottom line is that at the end of the first parak, the neshama leaves the goof because it was running, it was trying to run away from fulfilling its mission. It ran after the gold and silver, which were masber, is the yitzhar of the neshama, not the yitzhar of the goof. And now he's left, he had to leave, and there's going to be a big problem for him now, the neshama, because it never fulfilled its mission that it was supposed to. So we're left trying to figure out what's going to happen. No chidushim.
Never heard any of these things. What is the Yitzhara of the Neshama? What does that mean?